to. Tomorrow is Sunday, and Bob Treffy, one of the boys who works for me, he's leaving to go to Japan for a week, which will be fine, except that he's real good in the club, and I depend on him for a lot of things. Plus, I have allowed Linda to go for a week also. See, they've been going steady for quite a while, and actually I shouldn't let the both of them go at the same time because it hurts the club personnel-wise. Now, Linda won't be going until Wednesday, which is the 21st, but they'll probably both be gone from the 21st to the 26th, and as I say, Bob leaves tomorrow, so that'll give him about 6 days anyway in Tokyo, which is not the right thing to do, but why should I stand in the way if they can have a good time, you know? But it's going to hurt me at the club because in addition to them being out, I have two other GIs, and one is leaving somewhere at the end of next week. So it's going to be real bad for a few days, but could be a lot worse, I guess, right? So, let me tell you something interesting that happened today, Duchess. This will really rot your socks. This morning, while I was trying to rearrange some of the furniture, it takes four or five guys to move that one filing cabinet I have. Anyway, one of the boys came running to tell me that the Mamasans were cutting up again. And I mean cutting up literally. What the Vietnamese feel that, I think this is a Buddha tradition, that if you have an ache or a pain, you cut yourself either on the back or, I don't know if it's important where you cut yourself, but they feel if you cut yourself, it'll make the pain go away. You probably hear the choppers that are always flying overhead. I'll just wait a minute. Okay, so what happens that is if somebody gets a headache, very often they'll cut the temple area. You know, they'll make a cross or something in your skin with a razor blade. This is to relieve your headache. They feel if you cut yourself, it'll take away the pain. Well, the honcho of my Mamasans in the service club, her name is Ba, she evidently has had a lot of trouble with her stomach. I know she hasn't felt good for a couple of weeks off and on. Well, anyhow, today I found one Mamasan cutting her stomach with a razor blade, and she was all doubled up. Well, it turned out that she didn't cut her very deep. It was just two nicks at the navel. But I don't know what she would have done if I didn't get there, because I went back there and the bar was all doubled up, laying on the couch, you know. She was crying. She had so much pain. And here, another mama's son is ready to cut her open with a razor blade. So I quick took the razor blade away, and I told them if I find any more of them cutting one another with razor blades, I was going to fire them. I get so angry, Duchess. You know, you have no idea. It's like 2,000 years behind the times with these people. They don't know anything, and they don't want to know anything. It's so hard to, I mean, if I try to work them a full day for which they get paid for, and they're getting paid good money, real good money, I mean, almost like American wages, and they don't work in the afternoon. It's too hot, they say. But they're getting so, and it's our fault, that the Americans, because we spoil them. Well, I try to push mine to get a day's work out of them, but it's not easy. It's not easy. They don't know how to wash. They don't know how to clean. They don't even use soap and water. They don't. They sweep everything. Nothing ever gets washed. Anyway, go back to my story of cutting up one another with a razor blade. I called the ambulance from 50th Medical Detachment here, and they sent an ambulance right up, and I took her in the ambulance, and the doctor was real nice, Dr. Sexton. I talked with him for quite a while, and I think he has a glass eye. He has one good eye. Anyway, he seemed to think that it might be gallstones or some kind of gallbladder trouble anyway. And so he gave her some penicillin, and he's going to x-ray her on Tuesday. at least he took the time to try to find out what it is, because so often they give them aspirin and send them on their way, or they say it's food poisoning or something else. Well, it could be, because their eating habits are certainly not the greatest. And they got some crazy things, like they cook a whole chicken, and I don't think they take the feathers off it until after they cook it, and they do some crazy things. Well, because their system gets immune to it. But he said it could be either ulcers or gallbladder, one of the two. So I let her stay at the hospital. Well, if you can call the hospital, it just has a few beds in it. Anyway, she stayed there all afternoon, and then they brought her back this afternoon, and she was very grateful for that. But I told him, if I catch them one more time with razor blades, can you imagine? They're great. They really are. They're something else again. And I worked them this afternoon. Usually we show a film in the afternoon at the service club, a movie. Because the Monsons, they sit and watch this movie every day. And this just brings me up, because they're not paid to watch a movie. And today I really put them to work. Ralph, one of the boys who works for me, he put them to work the other day, cleaning up the men's latrine in the afternoon, and they walked out. They were so mad. Of course, they came back very shortly. But it just makes me mad. They're getting paid for 8 hours a day, Duchess, and if they work more than three, you're lucky. And they yell and scream, because I don't understand a word they're saying, but you got to watch them every minute of the day, or else they're not working. Now, it's the same thing with this new house girl I have. Now, she's very capable, because when I'm here, she does a lot. But like yesterday, I didn't feel too well, so I didn't bug her. But my room has not been dusted in a week. I mean, she just doesn't dust it. She'll wipe off the one little table over here that I keep my glasses on, you know, my tea glasses. But the mirror, there's a mirror that's leaning on the wall over there. She never wipes that. By my lamp here, the radio, the clock, they never get dusted. And you can tell, and it only takes a few minutes a day. I mean, that's what she's supposed to do. But there's something else again when it comes to cleaning. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. So, let's see. What else can I tell you? You know, I may have had mail today. I didn't even pick it up. I had got so involved this afternoon. Well, with them. Oh, and then we had some guys over here at the hooch that were came into the hooch to wait. I'm not supposed to come into this hooch here. This is off limits, you know. Well, Bob dropped over the movie film this afternoon, and he saw him sitting here, so he called me. And boy, I chewed him out. It was a captain and a warrant officer. I'm not supposed to be in this building. And they know that. They sat in the living room and watched TV. Can you imagine? I'm going to put a lock on the door. I have to get a lock tomorrow. I'm telling you, it's all in a day's work, Duchess, but every day it's something new. Every day. And we just got home about an hour ago. It's about 7:30 in the evening now. And the Sergeant Major from 222nd, he stopped by. He wanted Linda and I to go down their place tonight. They're going to have a little party, you know, just a cookout. And one of the guys plays a guitar, and one of the others plays the electric guitar, and one on the standard, and they do some songs. They sing and play very well together. But I just didn't feel up to it. I really didn't. And plus that, we brought the movie home tonight. The last couple of nights, we've been bringing the movie home and showing it at night. See, even though we show a movie every day in the club, I don't get to see it. I don't have time, Duchess. I'm too busy doing things, you know, and I don't feel that I can set a poor example by watching a movie every afternoon. For the most part, the movies aren't that good. I mean, they're real far out. And second of all, as I say, I can't sit back and watch the movie. That wouldn't be a good example for everybody else. So I never get to see him. But the last couple of nights, we brought the film home with the projector, and we run the movie, and it's real nice. And particularly tonight, because I think it's a good war movie tonight, from what I saw of it in the club. So I think that'd be kind of a pleasant evening. Maybe I'll get something to eat. I have some of these chicken cubes, like a bouillon, and I have some water cooking now. and have a bowl of chicken soup and sit and watch the movie. Maybe I'll go to bed early tonight. Anyway, just till I get this finished so I can get it in the mail to you tomorrow, because I know it's been over a week. Yeah? Yeah, okay, just a second. Hi, I'm back again. That was Linda. She wanted to borrow the brasso. I told her I had some. I think Bob has to polish up some of his brass. So I gave her the two cans I had. I don't know why I blew it to Vietnam anyway. I had it in Korea, you know, with all the brass I had on my walls. And so I just gave her the brass. Oh, mercy, it isn't one thing, it's another, right? Let's see. You know, it was Mother's Day this past... Is it this past Sunday? Yeah, well, I wished you a Mother's Day last time I taped you, I know. But I don't think I wrote to my mother since then. And I meant to. I did have a letter from my mother, and she told me that she had received my birthday card, and that she had a very pleasant birthday on the 1st of May, and everything seemed to be going well with her. And I haven't responded to that letter. Needless to say, I owe mail too many. I did get a tape off to Cree and Carolyn. They had sent me a tape, and I was very glad to hear about, well, things are pretty much the same in Korea. They're not better, that's for sure, personnel-wise, you know, and particularly since Ruth is gone. So I quick got them a tape back, I think, last week. And who else? As I say, today I didn't pick up mail. That slipped my mind completely. I had so many other things going.